The second international conference, Ethics of Engineering Life, took place in November 2024 in Rome. In the coming moments, the initiators of this event discuss the outcome and perspective of this unique collaboration. So, meet Monsignore Renzo Pegoraro, Chancellor of the co-organizing Pontifical Academy for Life, and Ralf Stutzki, Head of Ethics at the National Center of Competence in Research in Basel. Don Renzo, the second conference, Ethics of Engineering Life, here in Rome. We're almost finished. How was it? What is your opinion about this conference?
Well, I think that we are maintaining the spirit, the contents, and the perspective of the first conference with a new step, and so a very interesting challenge for the future, because we are spending 2 days of really high level of a scientific presentation and discussion, but also a very interesting dialogue among the scientists and so the participants of the panels and the people. So the issue of really discussion together to understand the scientific developments, research perspective, including the ethical issues, the issue of responsibilities, and in which way also to involve the social community, the society, is very, very important. And through our panels, we are able to create this really interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary approach. It's not a parallel section, or to create a dialogue only inside the scientific community or only inside the bioethicist. But this perspective, it is important. And another 2 things that we confirm, and I confirm that very, very important and a kind of unique in our experience, is that the role, the presence of religions, a specific panel concerning religion and biotechnology, engineering life, and the presentation by young researchers, young scholars, that could present, or they have already presented very good talks, very good presentations, but in the same time, they are active in the discussion and dialogue. So that is very important, how to involve, and this experience is very, very positive, to involve the young researcher in the discourse, in the approach concerning engineering life.
Ben, so the conference is primarily organized by the Pontifical Academy for Life here in Rome and the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Basel. Now, we are completely different, quote unquote, organizations or entities. We are from the scientific side, working in the field of engineering life. You are working in the field of religion, spirituality, church. This is interesting that we found, not only that we found each other, but that this cooperation works. Why did you decide for PAL, for the Academy, to cooperate with us?
We confirm and we appreciate this kind of cooperation, because there is a cooperation between an institute of research and science as a consortium in Basel, University of Basel, and the Pontifical Academy for Life, that is a center for religion, theology, but also ethics and bioethics. It was established for the ethical issues concerning human life and in dialogue with science and medicine. So that was a good inspiration, and we could say a providential sign to meet and to cooperate and to realize a second edition of this conference. So we have 2 different institutions, but we can share some common values, some common also goals and good inspirations. And now, this year, we have also the presence of Children's Hospital Bambino Gesù. That is the biggest children's hospital in Europe, with also an important center for research. And so we try to create and the outcomes, the results are very good, not only in my opinion, but also the opinion of all participants, that it's possible to cooperate with the good outcomes and the results.
For our NCCR, for the scientists, the biologists, chemists, and others who work in our NCCR, it has shown over the years of our cooperation that it is very good to leave the scientific bubble or open it up, open the lab doors and invite thoughts and people like you here in Rome into the discussion. It is opening up our minds. Not easy, very often, still not easy, but the doors are open now. How is it for you? One would think, well, you know, the church and religion is very strict, restrictive, conservative when it comes to new technologies, particularly in the medical field. Engineering life sounds kind of spooky, dangerous. But what are your thoughts on this cooperation and on the science?
Okay, of course, we come from the Catholic Church. But it is true then that when the Pope established the Pontifical Academy for Life 30 years ago, the issue was to create an academy. So that is an institution of dialogue, because it is an institution of research. It is an institution that is cooperating with other centers, universities, realities to understand the new problems, the new challenges, and to enter in the dialogue and debate, developing the ethical criteria to manage, to create a responsibility, to cooperate with the development of guidelines issues in the society. So the academy was established with open perspective. For this reason, it's a kind of institution that prefer to cooperate with other universities or institutions, because we recognize that we have a Catholic inspiration, some ethical principles, and so. But we understand that for new problems, development of science technology concerning also the engineering life and the new possibilities, we need to discuss together, to understand the problem and to define together the ethical criteria to create moral responsibility for that.
So this cooperation between the Pontifical Academy for Life and the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Basel has been very fruitful for both sides, as we've heard. And I think we all are looking forward to more projects in the future. We are thinking about a third edition of this international conference, possibly in 2026, but we'll see, right?
Yes, we'll see, but we like to plan, because we are following life, and so we maintain our perspective for the future, and we maintain hope, and we like to think what to do for the future.
Don Renzo Pegoraro, Chancellor of the Pontifical Academy for Life, I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.